The Madison Rapha sister city group recently sent a large shipment of medical textbooks to the Gaza Community Mental Health Program in Gaza City. Madison resident Barb Olson, speaking at a peace rally in Madison, says the most recent information from contacts in Gaza is that the mental health center has been bombed and severely damaged.
The last report that we had was that it was still standing, but that everything inside was destroyed. And so right now we're more concerned about the actual loss of life. I mean, we also have a playground in Rafa that we're unclear of the status on, and we have many friends and people that we work with.
Olson says the Madison Sister City projects have no official connection with Hamas, but the director of the American Jewish Committee, David Harris, says Hamas uses many such groups as human shields to protect their fighters or weapons caches. Harris says Israel was forced to attack Gaza because it's become an armed camp bent on creating havoc in Israel through rocket attacks. He says the Israeli military is doing its best to keep civilians out of harm's way.
Israel is attempting to warn them to leave their homes or their neighborhoods to avoid possible injury. And Israel has opened its own hospitals to civilian casualties in Gaza.
Still, peace groups in Madison and Milwaukee are calling for an end to the fighting and also want the Wisconsin congressional delegation to speak out against Israel. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.